June the 19th, or Juneteenth, is set to become a US federal holiday. It's the day that commemorates the end of slavery in Texas after the Civil War back in 1865. The Senate unanimously approved the bill. In the House, only 14 Republicans voted against it. At least one senator, though, initially opposed the idea, saying another nationwide day off would cost the country $600 million each year in lost work for government employees alone. The bill now heads to the president's desk, where Joe Biden is expected to sign it into law. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.